plight of the Chiricahua leopard frog begins long ago in a medical lab. Frog biologist Bruce Chrisman.
Around the 1950s, they developed a pregnancy test.
Yep, pregnancy test.
Using African clawed frogs. So they would take the woman's urine and they would inject it into the frog. And if she was pregnant, the frog would lay eggs.
A medical miracle.
And so they shipped these frogs all over the place. And they were being used all over the world.
To perform this amazing egg-dropping feat for anxious women everywhere.
You're what?
And so the theory is that in that process, they potentially shipped BD to all these other countries.
BD, code for a stowaway fungus whose true name is enough to strike fear in any heart.
Batrachochytridium dendrobatidis.
See what I mean?
You're working in a hospital. What do you do with the frog when you're done with it?
Well, you hate to kill it.
Hospitals are about preserving life, etc. So, you know, they get flushed down the toilet, they get put in someone's pond, they get dumped in the river or the lake nearby or whatever.
Soon, BD is turning up in frog habitats everywhere, resulting in catastrophic die-offs and sometimes leading to the extinction of entire species. The threatened Chiricahua leopard frog, once found throughout New Mexico and Arizona, is one of the frogs in danger. The question is, who will stop BD before it's too late?
Hi, I'm Randy Jennings. I'm a professor at Western New Mexico University in Silver City, and we work on recovery of Chiricahua leopard frogs.
Rarely in life will you meet a person more suited to his task than Randy Jennings.
I just love this frog. This is the coolest frog, you know. Frogs make the world go around.
How's that?
Well, they all face in one direction and they jump at the same time, and then that makes the world spin.
Today, Jennings is taking me to a private ranch south of Silver City where he's been working to establish a population of Chiricahua leopard frogs, a palm-sized greenish-brownish frog covered with spots and a few stripes. He's not sure what we'll find, but it doesn't take long before...
Aha, ha 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 ha! Looky here. One, two, so three egg masses. Yay! We're happy now.
These frogs have disappeared from 80% of their historical range. Jennings is trying to reverse that trend.
So now we can take some of these and sort of do like Johnny Appleseed kind of stuff, put frogs someplace else, and then we can just keep trying to gain ground.
We continue along the lush green stream bank as Jennings calls out to his friends... Until...
Whoop, there went another froggy.
He sticks his net into a pool about 2 feet deep.
Whoa! There you are! Can you say anything?
He could say something, but he probably won't. He might be the papa of those eggies down there.
And since this seems to be our lucky day...
Ooh, ooh! Sweet. Now there's a big old leopard frog tadpole. So you can see he's pretty well along. He's got his hind legs already. Let's look at his mouth parts. See those little ridges right in front of my fingernail? Mm-hmm. There's no black on those, and there should be.
A sign that this tadpole probably has BD. You might think this would put a damper on our frog party, but these frogs are special.
These frogs, you know, I call them super frogs, but you know, that's totally me.
Super, because even though BD is here, these frogs have somehow managed to survive. Jennings explains that some scientists have identified a certain genetic trait in resistant frogs.
They call it the Q allele. I don't know why. What was special about Q?
And it's not yet clear whether this allele is a sign of something else or whether it's actually causing the resistance itself. Either way, it's good news. The irony is that while Jennings is now acting as something of a superhero to these super frogs, the reason BD is in this canyon to begin with is because of him.
Before BD was discovered and named and recognized as a problem for amphibians, I'm sure that I carried that fungus around to lots of places in the Gila where I've worked on frogs.
Now, Jennings is always careful to travel with cleaning products for his gear.
Quaternary ammonia. It's a fungicide, viricide, bactericide, all around. Kill it side.
You can't feel guilty about the fact that there's BD here now, right?
Yeah, I can.
Do you?
Yeah, sure. I do, you know. I mean, I did due diligence, and I tried to not let that happen, but it happened, and so it's my fault.
We humans can be a clumsy bunch, trotting around, wreaking havoc with the foreign mud on our boots. Some would say we're already walking ourselves into a period of mass extinction that's bound to leave vulnerable species like the Chiricahua leopard frog in its wake. But Jennings believes there's hope.
We're not going to stop it. We might slow it down. And I think we can make people aware of the things that they're losing.
And maybe that way, he says, they'll be superhumans too. On the Conservation Beat, I'm Cecil Overgaard, KUNM.